prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Nate Morrison is out today working on a project, so he couldn't be here for the Military Fitness Radio episode that we had planned on doing, but he'll be back next week with a great show planned for all of you who are jonesing for Military Fitness Radio. Today, I'll be joined in just a minute by my good friend, Coach Wade Johnson, and we're going to catch up on we're going to talk about some things that you've never heard about Coach Wade. Today's interview is going to be a one-off interview. I can promise you, you don't want to miss this one. Then I'm going to be giving an update on my surgery progress. I feel great. You're going to find out why when we get to that point later in the show. Of course, I have to thank All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports for their title sponsorship of this show, which makes the show happen, quite frankly. And you can go right now to superhumanradio.net and get six free samples of their most popular products, plus a bunch of other stuff. People are sending me pictures all the time about the goodies that Dr. Jeff sends to them. They're shipping literally hundreds of these a day. You pay $5.99 shipping, and that's legitimately the shipping fee, and you get like, I don't know, $40, $50 worth of product. It's a great deal. Check it out. And then you get to test drive products before you actually commit to buying them, and that's really the way business should be done. So show them some love. So Coach Wade has been on this show for a long time. I've known Coach Wade for probably 15 or 17 years now. I've only ever known him from his powerlifting career. But we're going to talk about a side of Coach Wade that none of you know about, that quite frankly I thought I knew about until he started telling me. How you doing, Wade?
I'm great. It's good to be with you, Carl.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess who I saw this morning? I saw Jeff Rui this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, he was at the gym. You know, he had kidney transplant.
Well, that's what you were saying, that, you know, that his health had been, you know, questionable there for a while, and he was going through a few things. I'm glad to see he's at the gym. That's good news.
Yeah, he's lifting again, and he looks great, and he feels great. I'll tell him that you were asking for him. So anyway, let's catch up on the Ogre Compound first, because you guys have been doing some amazing stuff, very consistent. And I noticed that the patrons of the Ogre Compound have grown. You've got some really young, strapping, strong guys training there now.
It's been the last few years have been it's kind of been a transition time. The sport, strength sports in general, have changed. And I won't go too much into that, but it's just, you know, things are just different than, you know, when I came up in the sport and at the height of my strength. You're seeing more and more athletes. Just to get a quick aside, I was talking to Dave Ricks, and if you don't know who Dave Ricks is, just Google him. Incredible power lifter. He's another one of those guys in his mid-50s and just hits ridiculous numbers in meets. And at USA Powerlifting Raw Classic Nationals, it was Orlando back in October, he and I were talking. And what you're seeing now is you're seeing athletes now at a young age choose powerlifting or a strength sport as their sport.
Interesting.
And things have evolved. You're seeing there's a college, Midland College in Texas, is now offering scholarships for their powerlifting team. I don't know. I've not looked into it. I don't know what the extent of it is. But we had a young lifter, Chloe Dublin, just outside of Indianapolis. She came in and trained and was talking about it. Apparently that's where she's going to go to school on a powerlifting scholarship. So you're seeing a turn. It's not unlike, you know, the combat sports, you know, where, you know, in the last few years were the Ultimate Fighting Championship and the other organizations where you have mixed martial arts really becoming mixed martial arts. That's what these kids are choosing to do versus they're wrestling, playing football, playing other sports and stuff like that. And so we're seeing that here. Or their parents are getting them involved in strength training at an earlier age. And that's what's been going on with us. We've had such great success with local wrestling, you know, teams throughout their schools. And you've heard me talk about Grant Brace. He lives mm-hmm. in Alcoa, Tennessee now. But he visits often, and we were with him. The state tournament was a few weeks back where he got third place. And so that's three podiums, you know, the last 3 years of high school for him. And so it looks like he'll be wrestling somewhere at the next level, just not sure where yet. So that, just to kind of give you an update, we're seeing more and more wrestlers, and then more and more people through the, you know, probably the advent of CrossFit, to be quite honest, are seeking out strength training.
As their primary. So I just for clarification, what you point out is very accurate. Whenever I have someone who is within the strength game on the show and I say, well, you know, how did you get involved in physical culture? Well, I was playing football and I needed to get stronger. Or I was playing baseball and I needed to get faster. And so the coach told me to start hitting the weight room, but I fell in love with the process of strength. Now you're saying these people are going, no, how did you get involved in physical culture? Well, I wanted to be a power lifter. It's not like it was an adjunct to their primary
right, which is it was the same. Now, I was always interested in strength, but you didn't have the outlet like you do now. And then of course I was involved at a much earlier age. While I love strength and training, I had equally the love for music, and we'll talk about that
later.
Yeah,
that's going to be fun.
But you know, now you're seeing kids, you know, people, you know, are bringing their kids to the gym, or people are in, you know, they're interested in competing now more and more. You know, I have a full crew in the morning and a full crew in the evening now. And, so it's really interesting, you know, that the growth, you know, in just a tiny little gym like mine, and the Arnold was just a few weeks ago. And I visited Louis Simmons and Westside, and that place was crammed with people. Now, granted, people were coming in and visiting and training, but right now, you know, regardless of what you might think with different federations and organizations, there are more people doing strength athletics than I've ever seen in my career.
You know what this is reminiscent of? when the movie Rocky came out, everybody wanted to go and start training like a boxer. So these little hole-in-the-wall boxer gyms that have been passed by hundreds of people every single day and ignored, usually in between a meat market, you know, and a
right.
restaurant. No one even paid attention to them. All of a sudden, people were seeking them out. And these gyms have been around for 40, 50 years, and some of the greatest boxers in the world trained there. But no one cared about the quality
right.
of training there until the movie Rocky came out. And now everybody is like – and so I could see how Westside, being the strength mecca that it is, that people would actually join that place – who've had little aspirations for great strength, but now all of a sudden they're going, hey, I want to do this. And why wouldn't you go to a place like Westside or to Gold's Gym in Venice? That's where you would want to train if all of a sudden you became indoctrinated.
Right, and I think it's one of those things where I think people are starting to seek those things out, and that's why you're seeing the growth. And certainly, we've been in that location now since 2004. And, you know, so there's some identity now.
Yeah.
Because we do multiple sports. There's a big cross. You'll have lifters that are lifting in equipment and raw lifters. You know, we're fortunate. You know, we've had some very, very incredibly talented and strong athletes at, you know, at our little gym, and in these past couple of years have been no exception.
You know, that's actually the more people that train there, the more people that are going to want to train there, because you have been a stalwart of the strength community. You've supported the strength community in larger ways than most people know. I mean, I remember when we had powerlifting events in Louisville. And you weren't making any money from this. You may have been a
No.
judge, and you would bring your monolift. Like, you rent
Right.
a truck and bring a monolift from Tennessee to Louisville just so the event had a monolift. That shows a level of dedication and love that goes way beyond a commercial interest within the sport.
Well, it's kind of what it took. You know, it's not unlike we have a lifter, Jennifer Milliken, that trains at the gym.
Yeah, she's great, man. Is
amazing, amazing athlete. And the thing is, she's starting to see some opportunities. She's sponsored by SBD. And when I say that, they're not like buying her a car and paying her rent or anything. You know, she you know, it's nothing like that. But it is something. And she has competed the last 2 years at the Arnold USA Powerlifting Desert Grand Prix, and they do it by invitation. And the lifters compete by formula, by Wilks. And, you know, there's a little bit of money for the top two positions, and, you know, it's not a bunch of money. Not, you know, this is not life-changing money by any stretch of the imagination, but you're starting to see things like this a little more consistently. And her role is going to be to continue to do these things as long as she can, and it carves out a pathway for someone like the young lady that I was mentioning earlier, Chloe Dublin. You know, now she's going to get a college education because of her powerlifting.
Right.
And hopefully by the time she is Jennifer's age, you know, maybe you're making, you know, a living or supplementing your living, you know, being, you know, a strength athlete. And, you know, it was, for me, you know, when you mentioned those things, it's just kind of the things, you know, that we had to do, you know, to bring powerlifting a little more to the forefront. I mean, it's still a niche sport. There's no question about that. And it's on the fringe. And, you know, it seems like the biggest shows are, you know, other than something like the Arnold, you know, or in some sort of hotel ballroom or something like that. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, we've come a very, very long way. And it is something I'm passionate about. And, you know, sometimes you have to put your, you know, money where your mouth is. And that's what I felt like I did, you know, and what we try to continue to do. And you know, keep things like the gym rolling and meets rolling. And we sponsor even now. I've got some friends that are promoters, like in Strongman and stuff. And when they are, you know, about to put on a show, Melissa and I will give them a little bit of money, you know, because I understand. I mean, it's those little fringe things that nobody thinks about when you're running an event or you have a little facility like mine. You know, every penny, every dollar, you know, has an impact. So to answer that, what we did early on was what we had to do to make sure that we cultivated the sport. And I think the dividends, along with a lot of other people like myself, is that you see a very thriving community now.
Yeah, it's amazing how it's becoming very popular. You're right. So let's talk about some of the achievements of some of the athletes that you train over there. And let's not forget about Melissa, your life partner here, because she has gotten so friggin' strong. Holy mackerel.
Well, she had an incredible year last year. Finally, after much discussion, she decided to move up a weight class, and she went to a 181, which you got to remember, Melissa's almost 5'10", and
right,
she's very rangy. You know, she's a former basketball player, former cyclist. You know, you wouldn't look at her and immediately think strength athlete, because last year she competed in a 4-month span. She competed in 2 strongman events, one of them being Masters Nationals, an Olympic lifting meet, and a powerlifting meet in 4 months. And this was right before her 45th birthday. And again, like me, she's lifetime drug free, you know, and so it's been a lot of work. But the big achievement, now, I was exceptionally proud of the fact that her third strongman competition, she started competing in strongman last year. She placed third at Strongman Nationals, and it was a pretty, you know, the group of ladies that she was competing against, it was some heavy hitters. But this year she dieted back down to 165, and it was tough. It was very tough, but she totaled elite, and that's open elite, as a 45-year-old, and it was just one of those things that it's been such a hard-fought and long road for her to hit this goal. And it was a goal she set when she first started lifting. It was one of the first things, long before she and I were an item, let alone where we are now. It was one of the first things she and I talked about, you know, was that this was her goal and you know, how could she get there?
I can't believe the weights that you're saying, because it's clear that she carries an amazing amount of muscle, because I would have lost money betting on those weights. If somebody said, well, what do you think she weighs? I would have never guessed that.
She has the propensity to be lean, but unlike myself, she's also a much more disciplined eater than I am. And she will, you know, like even after, you know, she made a long cut and was at weight for quite some time before the meet. And even since then, like, if we eat pizza, she'll have two or three slices, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
You'll just go on.
Well, you know, I don't like I used to.
Right.
I mean, there was a time when I could, you know, I try to not, you know, because I'm at that age now where it's like, I don't have to eat near, you know, what I used to,
right?
And the weight will pile on if I'm not careful. But
right.
She's much more disciplined than I am. But as far as some of the others, I'm not sure since I've talked to you on air. Jennifer competed at IPF Worlds, I guess it was in June of last year. She and I were in Belarus, Minsk, Belarus, and not only did she win IPF gold as a 57 kilo, she took best overall lifter, and that was such a huge, you know, that's an iconic achievement.
Right.
That's, you know, that's a forever thing. You know, once you're an IPF world champion, you know, that's rarefied air there.
And you know what? I hope she takes this in the spirit that it's meant. I know she's a mom. She just looks like the girl next door. You know what I mean?
We've had that conversation. Just a straight up, really awesome person.
Yeah.
She and I. I would. You know, she might think differently, but I not only do I absolutely adore Jennifer. Her husband is amazing, and he is a really good guy. And they've got two kids, and you know, which are just adorable. You know, and it's just one of those cool things. Her family, you know, comes out in droves. Her mom and dad were in Belarus with us. And, you know, it's just one of those cool things. The whole family is just all in.
Yeah.
And so it's always inspiring to me to see how they are. They weren't able to go to the Arnold, you know, but the situation with their family, you know, they kept the kids and allowed her husband and herself, you know, to be able to do these things. And so, you know, it's just one of those cool, cool things. And Jennifer and I have a very interesting dynamic. She actually handled me. We both competed at USA Powerlifting Raw Nationals in October, and where she won her class again. You know, so that's 2 years in a row. She missed best lifter. It's like a decimal point. She was second to the girl that won best lifter. And I did well enough to become a world team alternate. You know, I didn't win my class, but I was against a couple of, you know, it was a crazy group of guys that are kind of a who's who in powerlifting. And, you know, so, you know, and I've been doing multiple things. I'm not insinuating that had I focused on powerlifting only, you know, for the past year that I would have had a shot at winning. But, you know, those guys are the real deal. And so I was just happy to do as well as I did at Nationals and then, you know, to become an alternate. So we had five different kids from three schools that wrestled at the state wrestling tournament recently. Two kids from Mount Juliet High School placed fifth and third. And then the incredible thing, some of the regular kids, Hunter Borders and Cole Fort, they are freshmen, and Cole got sixth place, which as an underclassman is incredible. But Hunter won his class as a freshman, won the state championship. And then again, and those two boys go to Wilson Central, and then Alcoa had Grant Brace there that, you know, is an old team member. I say old. He's 18. He started training at the Ogre compound when he was 10. The following week, Cole's brother Riley, I guess it was middle school, and I apologize for not knowing specifically, but I believe he got third place in the state in the middle school tournament.
Wow.
And these are kids that, you know, have or train, you know, at the gym. So, and there's a lot of others. Corey Jean, who's a young lady that started training a couple years ago, she won her class at the Commodore Classic. We have a new state chair in Tennessee with USA Powerlifting, and so we've been trying to assist her as much as we can to ensure that there's, you know, meets available for drug-free lifting and raw lifting and equipped lifting. And you know, I provided plates, and I've given her a few things to use and things of that nature. So it's been the last several weeks have been extremely busy, where we have been either at meets, you know, or some sort of training or something like that. But the list goes on and on.
You know, we have to take a break, but I had to kill my mic while you were talking a couple minutes ago, because I just happened to go to Melissa's wall. And, you know, and while you're talking, I'm just, you know, gleaning it. And I get to a post that you made on March 6th, and it says, "Look, my butt." And it's, you're getting ready to squat with, I don't know, it looks like it might be 575 or 475. Or 500.
I don't remember, yeah.
It looks like about 575. And so Melissa, you know, her being the mother hen, like, she's watching you. And so she gets right in front of the camera. She's got these camo shorts on, right?
Right.
I'm like, I thought it was going to be a video about your butt. Like, look, my butt. Then all of a sudden her butt shows up. Like, it's the whole picture. It's just her butt.
Right.
And I had to kill my mic a second ago because I started laughing so hard. It's really, really funny.
She had no idea until she did it.
Well, she was focused on you. She was focused. She was like coming over there because just in case you needed help, he was going to get in there and help you. You know,
right? Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. No, you got to love that. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more, and we're going to show you a side of Coach Wade today that you don't know about, and it's just going to fortify the fact that those of us in physical culture are not monoliths. We're not meatheads. Quite often, we are more of the Renaissance man, as Coach Wade is. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil. Atrontil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice, plus free shipping, just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. Just a reminder, none of us are planning on living forever. The motto of this show is live stronger, live longer, not live stronger, live forever. And that's why everybody needs life insurance, especially guys, because usually we're the breadwinners and we have families that depend on us. And if you listen to this show, there's a high probability that you could save up to 30% on life insurance. That's right, because Health IQ cares that you train, that you eat a certain way, that sleep is important to you, and they reward you by lowering the rates on your life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/superhumanradio and take the quiz. See for yourself. And if you can save money, save money. And if not, no harm done. At least you know that you have the best rate out there, because chances are you don't. Check them out. So getting back to Coach Wade here, I want to make sure that we pay homage to a lot of the new lifters at the gym and talk about them. But then I want to start talking about you as a person. I want to get into that. But is there anybody else that we missed that you want to mention?
Recently I've got a young man. He has trained off and on. He lived, in Dallas and would come visit his aunt and uncle, Nicholas Swan, and he and his sister would visit in the summer, and I would just coach him. I would just teach him how to lift, work on form, and things of that nature. And he actually was kicked out of the gym. He actually decided that he wanted to live in Middle Tennessee with his aunt and uncle, and he came to the gym. And I don't play games. We're in there to train and to get a job done. And he just decided it was too much work and complained about it. And so I asked him, I said, "Do you want to quit?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, go ahead and get your things and move on." And he did. And that was for a couple of years. And to his credit, he wanted to come back, and he had his aunt come over and talk to me. And I said, "Well, I appreciate you doing this. However, if Nick wants to become part of this gym again, he needs to come see me and convince me that it's a good idea on his own.
Right.
And to his credit, he came and he faced me, and, you know, we had some discussions on, you know, what my expectations were going to be and how it would be different versus the last time and those things. And he is certainly, he trains on Saturdays and helps me clean the gym and pulls trash and has helped me, you know, on different projects around the gym and so forth. And he competed in his second meet a couple of weeks ago at the IPA state meet in Murfreesboro. He is 17. He's a light 165, and he squatted. Now, my numbers are going to be close. I know he squatted 310. He missed 325, but it was called on a technicality. He actually squatted the weight and came up with it, and he was red-lighted for a technical issue. That was the correct call. He benched 235 and then deadlifted 340.
Wow.
And so not bad. Second meet.
No, 165 body weight.
Kid, he's, you know, he's working his ass off, and he's already hitting PRs again in the gym. And Mike Gregowitz is a lifter that came to me. Some people that I know, they were at an IPA meet last year in Murfreesboro, and I don't know which meet specifically it was, but a friend of mine messaged me and said, hey, aren't you in the Mount Juliet area? And I was like, yes, and there's a lifter that I think if he worked with you, you could make him a monster. And Mike's this big Viking dude covered in tattoos and is just, you know, he's just a gentle giant. Now, I don't know that I would cross him. I don't think that would probably be a good idea. But just this big, powerful human being. And he's just really new in the sport and soaks everything up, you know, like a sponge. And trains real hard, real consistent. He did his second meet, the same meet Nick did. Squatted 530. This is no knee wraps, just a belt. Benched 470. He still won't use wrist wraps. He doesn't like them. And deadlifted 605. So we put just under 4 months, put 100 pounds on his total. So, you know, there's a lot of people online. There's too many to mention all of them individually.
Right.
But what I would love to say is that one of the beauties of the current world of technology we live in is I have the capacity to communicate with people all over the planet and people that are interested in what we do. And I'm blessed. I mean, there are days where the days are super long and it's hard, but I'm really, really blessed to be busy and to be working with people. And kind of an aside, I've got a client. He is a coach. And what I'm doing is helping him coach his lifter. And he using my training method, and he coaches her, and so he has hired me to be a second pair of eyes for him and teach him, you know, some of the methods, you know, that I use. So I thought that was a real interesting take on, you know, from him, you know, to have the confidence to go, hey, I'm going to hire a coach to help me coach you.
Yeah, I like that.
And
that shows a real lack of ego too. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's imperative because what he's looking at is what do I do to, you know, put my lifter in the best position to be as successful as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about Coach Wade for a second. One of the things I've known about you, just because whenever I have to call you to get you on the air, is that you work within the symphony, and that you are in fact. A musician yourself. I never really knew what instruments you played until our discussion recently. So talk about how did you find your way into music? And it obviously happened way, way earlier than powerlifting, or did they happen at the same time?
No, I was, as a very, very young man, I'm originally from Florida, Miami, Florida, and I lived in Homestead for a while as well. And music and arts was something that was a very, very big part of school back in when I was a very, very small kid, and it was required. So at a very early age, I learned to read music, and I just loved music. My father was a big country, you know, music fan. My mother was basically an American Bandstand, you know, type lady. And I would always watch on Saturday Hee Haw with my dad, American Bandstand with my mom, and then I'd watch Soul Train. Being from South Florida, you know, there's such a blend of people, blend of cultures, and, you know, so music was so prevalent in, you know, in that area. And that's where, you know, I grew up with, you know, and had a love of music. When I got into school, I started playing orchestra instruments and singing. And
So which instruments did you start playing first?
Other than, you know, like the little stuff you learn as a kid, the first band instruments that I played was baritone, tuba, and jazz trombone as far as the,
wow.
the brass instruments.
Jazz trombone.
So that's where, you know, I learned how to read, you know, I was reading bass clef music, and because I have I've always had a deep voice as a young kid. And so, you know, I sang, you know, bass parts and stuff like that. And involved in the church and sang. As a kid, I sang in the adult choir because of the range that I had, you know, low bass, you know. So,
right.
It was a huge part of my life. And then I was a senior in high school, freshman in college, and, you know, it's the typical rock and roll story. Bass player was no longer available, you know, and nobody played bass. This little ragtag garage band needed a bass player, and so I ran out and bought a cheap bass amp and a cheap bass, and the rest was history. 9 months later, I was playing in local club bands, and where I worked, I was a guitar tech kind of guy, and at the time, and the next thing you know, I'm on the road, you know, so... I mean, that's condensing the story.
How long did you play with the band and travel and play?
It was just numerous bands, our different artists and stuff like that. Nobody,
any artists, you know, I would recognize the name. Okay.
Now when I was a guitar tech for Highway 101.
I remember.
And I did some one-off stuff with the Judds. I did guitar tech work for them when they did their farewell show in Murfreesboro, and that's how I got to know Carl Perkins.
Wow. Wow.
Which was one of my favorite people of all time. And he told me the story. I was working on his guitar, and he asked me some questions. We both played G&L guitars, and I won't, you know, it's a Leo Fender company, and he had a problem with his guitar, and I, you know, I told him I know how to fix that, and I showed him, and so he thought that was the coolest thing that I knew about G&L guitars. So he told me the story about how he met Elvis and how he met Leo Fender of Fender Guitars. And so it was just really, that's one of the cool, you know, in my music career, you know, just working on some guy's guitar, you know, it's the history of rock and roll as we know it. And so that was, you know, that was the world I was immersed in, you know, for a number of years.
You know, it's funny. I love country western music, and I've loved it since I was a teenager in New York. I started listening to country western music when I bought my first motorcycle, and I started hanging out at a couple country bars in Brooklyn. One of them was called Kickers. And
wow.
I'm going to tell you, you'd never be able to guess in a million years my favorite all-time country western song. In fact, I'll have them play it at my funeral someday. George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today.
Oh, that's a great song. I've played that in cover bands numerous times.
What a beautiful tribute to love. Obviously, unrequited love, you know, but still.
Sure.
I mean, so I listen to country western music when I train sometimes. I just found this guy, Sam Hunt.
Right.
Take Your Time. What a beautiful song. I mean, country music, unlike other music, is about real life pain, you know, the subtleties of being human. That's what country western music is about when you think about it.
Storytelling, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I love country western music. So so now you told me that you've actually been published.
Yeah, I was doing a Battle of the Bands contest in Fayetteville, Tennessee, with a band that I played with. This is years ago. And we played original music. We wrote our own stuff. I mean, we played cover gigs and stuff like that because that's kind of what, you know, keeps bands going when they're trying to, you know, get heard and get their music out. So we would play cover gigs to make ends meet. But we did this Battle of the Bands. I don't remember now what we won. We actually won that day. And there was a staff writer that was one of the judges with Fame Music in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And he came up to me after the contest, and we chit-chatted and decided that we would do some songwriting together. And out of those writing sessions, we got some stuff published through Fame. They decided they liked it. They marketed it to Vern Gosden as a male, and this one particular song we did both male and female vocal tracks, and Patti Loveless was the other one they pitched. You know, getting published, no, it's a great honor. It was something that I'm glad that I got to experience and stuff like that. And you know, okay, I'm a published writer, but there's a lot of people out there like myself that are published writers that, you know, never make a penny, you know.
Yeah,
and I would be one of them.
I know. It's a personal thing, you know what I mean, to say that you were published.
It was a great experience. One of the cuts we did at Fame Studios, you know, and you start seeing those pictures on the wall where the Rolling Stones and the Sly and the Family Stone and the Allman Brothers, you know, and I've got a history with a couple of guys from the Allmans. And I don't know if you knew this. I played in a band for, I don't know, 2 minutes with Dan and Frankie Toller that played in the Allman Brothers. And
wow.
Greg, I want to say in the 90s, he did two solo albums, I'm No Angel and Let the Bullets Fly. And I met those guys at a music store that I worked at. And the world is huge, sometimes it's really, really small, and it was just by chance meetings like that I got some of the opportunities that I did.
I want to take a break, and I want to change it up a little bit, because there's another side to you that's really, really interesting to me, and you've been showing the world a little bit more. You are quite epicurious. You have an amazingly, you know, everybody thinks of you and thinks of pizza, right? Because you jokingly talk about pizza.
Sure.
All that. But the reality is you have a very refined palate, and you have found a new love, and her name is bourbon. And I happen to live in Kentucky. So I know a little bit about bourbon. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. By the way, Coach Wade is going to introduce a one-off T-shirt of the Ogre Wear line, which if you don't have a piece of Ogre Wear, you're really missing out. I'm showing the world that you're serious about your strength training. If people want to, they have to pre-order it, right?
Yeah, we're doing that right now. The printer is being very kind. We're doing this as a fundraiser to send me to Calgary in June. Like I said, I'm an alternate on the world team, and I'm going to have an extensive stay there as Jennifer will be lifting the following week. And then Melissa and I, at the end of the month, once I get back from Calgary, go to New York. Both of us will be competing in Master Strongman Nationals. So just, you know, I'm not much on the whole GoFundMe thing. I mean, I'm glad for those people that do it and get support, and I'm for it, and I've used it to support others. But, you know, we wanted to sell a T-shirt. You know, if you feel so inclined, it's a $25 T-shirt and shipping, and it'll have the Ogre Compound logo on the front, on the right chest panel. I'm sorry, the left chest panel. The Old Man Strength logo will be smaller on the back. You see those in some of the training videos that I post. And then a quote, this came from the client base. They like the quote that I've used in the past, never tell me what you won't do, show me that you can't.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of been the way we do things. You know, it's like it's never the worst thing is to not try. It's not about failure is generally when we learn the most about ourselves and where we learn what we need to work on to get better. And so I try to teach, never worry about failure. You know, just give me your best shot. And then if you do fail, then it's incumbent upon me, you know, to come up with a solution so you're successful. So we're doing a one-off. We're going to offer that in either yellow or red because that's the colors of the gym. And so if you want to support that, just email me at supersquat800@yahoo.com, or what I would prefer is teamogre@outlook.com. That's kind of what we do all the gym traffic on. But however, and you can use PayPal or Venmo or whatever.
So if somebody emails you, will you email them back a link, a PayPal link that they can click and pay?
Or I can. What I'll do is I'll just send it. Here's how much it's going to be, and make sure that I have them notated what they're going to order, and then I'll send them my PayPal information, and there they go.
Let's send Coach Wade on this trip, okay? I want my audience to dig down. It's $25. You get a shirt that you could be proud of wearing that won't look like all the other shirts in the gym that everybody else is wearing. I've worn Ogrewear T-shirts in the gym and always gotten people ask me comments about it because they look so damn good. The Ogrewear logo, whoever did that for you back in the day, it's beautiful. It's a one-of-a-kind logo, and it's so cool. And so here's what I'm going to say. I need you to go to your PayPal account and create a link where people can click it and pay $25. And I'll send it out on our email list and post it to social media. And let's help Coach Wade fulfill this achievement because, you know, he's still in while his lifting doesn't have all of his attention these days, which we've talked about, and we're going to talk more about his palate and his new love of bourbon. He is still in there squatting, deadlifting, amazingly heavy weights, and making it look easy and teaching other people to do it. He deserves our support. And so we're gonna do this. We're going to make sure that you get there, okay? And we're going to take a quick commercial break real quick. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. It's my new favorite song. I literally played this song for an entire hour when I was training the other day. And I got to tell you, some of these country western songs make me very emotional.
I don't know if you're looking at me or not.
They make me dig down really, really deep, you know. I dig very, very deep when I get emotional. It's really funny, but I find that thinking of people that I love and the feelings of love and joy make me stronger than getting angry and, you know, you know, you always see these bodybuilding magazines where the guy is slapping the other guy in the face. Come on, you're going to do it. Like, I want to leave when somebody does that. When I listen to this kind of music, I mean, about a guy who falls in love with a girl, I find my strength. That's where I find my strength. So, anyway. So, you're laughing, right? This is...
No, I get it. I get it, man. Trust me.
Okay. So a lot of people think that you're all about just the strength game. We found out that you're actually an accomplished musician who has been working within the arts community for decades. People would have never bet on that, I'm sure. But the other thing that they probably wouldn't bet on is the fact that you're quite epicurious. You have a very, very advanced palate. You like really, really good foods. And recently you've started a love affair with bourbons. You have like an amazingly vast collection of bourbon now, huh?
Well, my grandfather was a bourbon drinker. My dad was too, but he preferred scotch. And so, you know, it's a family thing, so to speak. But I've always liked bourbon. It was just one of those things that I started looking into it at the suggestion of an old high school friend of mine, and you know, she said she sent me a couple of names of things to try, and as I delved into it, this has been about 5 years ago. I was very intrigued by it and the whole process, and clearly bourbon has become, you know, very, very popular in the last few years. But yeah, I just kind of immersed myself into that, into the collecting and the tasting and those types of things, trying to find the unicorn, you know, the unicorn type bourbons. And,
right.
And then one of the other things I enjoy is finding a really good, what I think is a great bourbon, that the price point is,
yeah,
you know, not going to, I mean,
it's,
not everybody
it's
wants
undervalued,
to run out.
An undervalued bourbon, right?
Yeah, there's bourbons out there that, you know, you don't have to spend, you know, a great deal of money to have a very quality, you know, pour, you know, of excellent tasting bourbon.
So here's something I know. My good friend David Buchanan is actually over the Old Forester distillery,
right,
which is on the south side of Kentucky here, Louisville. I'm
right.
Sorry. And he's told me that the Old Forester is every single good as the 1792. Is it? Is that there? Is that the Brown Forman's top of the line bourbon, 1742? Or?
Well, now they own a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
1792 is an excellent bourbon. Yes,
but the Old Forester is considered, you know, an inexpensive bourbon. It would be considered to like.
Well, it depends
table
on what you get. Right.
Oh, okay.
Depends on what you get. There's what a lot of collectors will go after is they do a release every year called Birthday Bourbon.
Yes,
and
small
batch. Year it's and I'm fortunate enough to I have one in my collector's rack, and I've had a few pours of different years. I've had a 2017, I own a 2016, and I've had several pours of 2015. And the thing about bourbon is, you know, it can vary, you know, from year to year and barrel to barrel. So
right.
That's the interesting process to me. But Old Forester is a great bourbon, and one of the things that I like is they've got, you know, all of them now have several, you know, the variety is pretty immense. But again, they have a good solid bourbon for, you know, the price line.
Here's the things I've learned from David. And David obviously he's actually had bourbon tastings at his house where he can tell you with blindfolding which bourbon is which. I mean, he's that good. But then again, this is in his blood. He makes the stuff.
Sure.
So I've had straight out of the barrel bourbon that's 189 proof. And you mix a little water with it, or you drop a big ice cube in it, you let it kind of okay, so here's what I learned from David. You taste the bourbon on the second sip, not the first. The first sip anesthetizes the tongue to the sting.
Right.
See, people don't know this. They taste bourbon, they go, oh, my God, that's not. No, no. The next sip you have is the one where you go, oh, that's actually pretty good.
Right. It right out of the gate, is pretty tough. It's a shock, you know, to the system, so to speak. And it depends on the type of bourbon, like where you've had stuff straight from the barrel, you know, depending on how it's proofed. The proof is pretty high, so it's going to pack a punch,
yeah,
depending on, you know, the complexity of the bourbon.
I got drunk on it night. I was drinking that stuff. He had a small bottle of it, and it was from a special batch. And he said it was 189 proof, which is pretty close to 100%.
Way up there.
Yeah, and you know, he's like, you got to put water in it and cut it a little bit. And I was like, nice.
Sure, it'll open it up. Sure.
Oh, dude, man. I mean, I was buzzed like after the first drink that I had.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. I've got a couple of high end bourbons that are pushing close to 140 proof, and a couple of those will set you free.
Yeah. So, what about Pappy Van Winkle? For those of you who don't know this, that there's a brand of bourbon here in Kentucky called Pappy Van Winkle, which is the prized. Like all other bourbons, seem to be compared to it. If you go into a bar and buy it, it's between $150 and $175 a shot. A bottle of it, I think the 20-year Pappy. What is it? 20 or 24-year? They have two different ones. You know.
They have Pappy has a 10, 12, 15, 20, and 23. They released a very small, I want to say 25, and then they actually have an estate rye that I want to say is 13 years. That's harder to find than any of the weeds.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Have.
Yeah, yeah.
But the 20 the 20 is kind of the unicorn bourbon that you just never find, and that you'll see on the secondary market for as much as a couple of grand.
A bottle, yeah. I was just going to say, it's like $2,000 a bottle.
I've been fortunate enough that I have paid less than that, but it's a 2 ounce or sometimes a 1.5 ounce pour. It's not uncommon for it to be between $100 and $200.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's and you know something? It is much smoother than a lot of the
other
bourbons.
Because of the wheat.
Oh, is
yeah,
that
that's,
it is?
It's a weeded bourbon generally is going to be a much, much smoother bourbon. Whereas rye, you know, which is I really lean towards the rye, although I do enjoy weeded bourbon, and they tend to, you know, pack a little more. The rye is what when people drink what they say is bourbon, the burn is from the rye content.
Ah, interesting. See, this is a side of Coach Wade you would have never ever guessed. No, I mean, this is like you could probably write an article for a magazine about bourbon because you know that much about it. And this is something that people don't know about you. So, just like powerlifting, just like music, just like food, just like bourbon, when you become interested in something, you completely immerse yourself in it.
That's that's the tough part. Melissa can tell you this. It's like we can't have one dog, we have four, you know. We can't rescue one, we have to rescue them all.
Right. But, see, and Melissa is a Libra, as I recall. And Libras I'm pretty sure. Isn't her birthday in October?
It is, yes.
Yeah, so she's like Elisa. They're all about balance. They're all about, no, we did that already. Oh, we have some of that already. So they're more about balance. And where guys like you and I, like Elisa says to me, oh, when you find something new, you take it to the extreme. And that's how I am. I really am.
Yeah, that's, you know, I couldn't, you know, people will tell me, you know, yeah, I've got a bourbon collection and I'll want to see it. And they'll have 20 bottles. And that's really cool, you know. And I have like pieces of furniture. No.
You're like Crocodile Dundee when the guy pulls the knife out of him. He goes, "That's not a knife. This is a knife."
Right. You know, I've got a small fortune just tied up in furniture to hold my bourbon collection. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
That's so funny. So for those out there who are interested in adding bourbon to the list of things they enjoy, well, give me like a couple bourbons that you feel are fairly undervalued, that they really taste great. They represent the true nature of bourbon, but you don't have to pay $150 a shot for.
If you want this is a great tasting bourbon. Bowman Brothers has a small batch. And I'm generally more about a single barrel, and just all you got to do is Google those terms, and it'll explain what it is. But their small batch that I generally don't like is, depending on where you find it, it's going to be $30 to $35 a bottle, and it is a great. If you're one of these people that like to have, you know, a pour every day, you know, we're only talking about 2 ounces of bourbon,
right?
That is a solid. It is a great tasting bourbon. It doesn't need ice, but if you prefer it, you know, I'm one of these people, like, I don't want to tell you how to drink it. If you like it with ice, if you like it with a glass of ice, you know, knock it out. That's, you know, I generally will drink most of them with neat, without any ice.
Yeah, me too.
Knob Creek makes their regular rye. Again, is about a regular bottle, 750 mil, is about $32, depending on where you get it. And that I generally will have with a piece of ice. There is a bourbon out there that Hostetter's makes. They're out of Philadelphia, called Slow and Low. And what it is, bourbon.
S-L-O
and it's
L-O.
Cheap.
Yeah.
It is cheap, Slow and Low. They call it Rock and Rye. And basically, they kind of market it as an old-fashioned in a bottle, but it's not an old-fashioned. They add honey and orange zest to it. Mm. And depending on where you find it, it's a $20 to a $25 bottle. And it's going to be sweet. I'm not going to lie to you. It's, you know, if there's a lot of traditional bourbon people that would, you know, that would frown upon
right.
that. But it is a great, man, you can get a glass full of that, and it's all you need. And so it's something, you know, those are bourbons that you can have and you're not going to spend a pile of money. Because now, trust me, now I've got some bourbons that are very, very expensive. And you can spend a lot of money really quick, and you can spend a good portion of money and come away with a bourbon that you find mediocre. That's not hard to do either. But those three are my, you know, for people that are getting into it. Russell's has a 10-year that is between $30 and $35, depending on where you get it. It is a great, great sipping bourbon.
And see, so Elisa and I had to go to Pontiac, Illinois for a funeral recently, and we went to an old bar that's like close to 100 years old, and I actually wanted a Negroni. Which is a shot of Campari, a shot of gin, a half a shot of sweet vermouth on the rocks. And I'm like, "Do you have Campari?" And they're like, "What's Campari?" So, you know, this was like this was like an old man's gin mill. They had like a lot of dead animals all around the walls. In fact, it's called Bob and Ringo's, but everybody in town calls it the Dead Animal Bar because they have so many stuffed animals in it. And so I said, you know, just give me a shot of Knob Creek. And I drank that. I didn't love it. And then I said, you know what, do you have any Tullamore's Dew or Jameson or even Old Bushmill? And he was like, oh, we have Old. I prefer the smoothness of an Irish whiskey over a bourbon.
It's triple distilled. And the thing for me that's different from Irish whiskey over bourbon is the Irish whiskey, while it's ultra smooth, lacks the complexity that bourbon has.
It does. You're right. It's flat. It's almost flat.
Notes or the finish.
It's almost flat compared to bourbon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I think that's a fair assessment. Absolutely.
But my palate is that of a pussy. I rather have the flatness of an Irish whiskey that I can chug down a few glasses than the complexity of a bourbon.
I don't have a big collection, but I have about a half a dozen different of the Irish whiskeys along with the bourbons.
So real quick, before we end the interview, let's go ahead and tell people again. The email is teamogre, T-E-A-M-O-G-R-E, at outlook.com. Send Coach Wade an email. He'll send you back a link. Let's get someone within your team to go to PayPal and create a link for a shirt with a drop down that people can put as many shirts as they want in there so that you can use that single funnel to capture money for your trip to Calgary, and then let's promote that on social media together, and we'll send it out in our email blast and see if we can't get people to order some amazing. Say the quote again for people who missed it. The quote is brilliant. Say the quote again.
Well, let me tell you real quickly. Chuck Forsman, who has passed away, was coming back from severe injury, and he told me one day, I just can't do this, Wade. I can't do it. And I whirled around. Of course, I was a much younger man, and my temperament was a little different. But this kind of resonated and is something that I've carried with me since and carried forward as a philosophy. Never tell me what you won't do, what you will not do. Show me that you can't.
Right. At least try, in other words. At least try.
Yeah. And don't know there. I never want anyone to have the fear of failure. I mean, That's our opportunity to learn. That's our opportunity to get better. And nothing is more revealing than those moments when something is really difficult. You know, and generally the pathway, you know, is built, you know, to success is built on failure.
Right.
And I certainly have had my share of it. And when you embrace it, you know, being afraid and having jitters and those types of things, or the anxiety of a big lift, when you learn not to be fearful but embrace it, because I've had people ask me, when you squatted this amount of weight, were you scared? And I was like, hell yeah, I was scared. You know, it was heavy.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't want to miss, but it was never about the fear of it. It was, what do I have to do to be precise? What do I have to do to execute? You know, because it's not about the weight. The weight's not intuitive. And, you know, it's just weight. And so that's just something that, you know, a lot of people really, really on the team like that quote. And so we, as a one-off, you know, and we're going to do some of these in the future that I will sell cheaper. You know, this is all about a fundraiser.
Yeah, this is a fundraiser.
And so, anyway, you know, anything that anybody could do, you know, please buy a T-shirt. It certainly goes a long way into helping us and our little operation do what we do.
Great having you on the show today, brother.
Man, it's always good to be with you, Carl. I hate that we don't get to see each other and visit with each other more than we do.
Oh, you know what? And you're not that far away from me, the truth is.
Well, I mean, and you guys are here. Sometimes you guys have been here, and I'm literally, you know, around the corner. But, I mean, it's just, you know, you're like me. You know, there's no days off.
Right, right. Well, we will get together because we're both getting older, and we really need to do it now.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Tell Melissa that I was asking for her, and we will talk soon, okay?
And same for Elisa, please.
Okay, talk to you soon. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about my progress coming back from my surgery. I'm actually doing pretty good. I want to share my results with you. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today. If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Well, to say that my recovery is going remarkably is an understatement. It really is. It all started immediately after my surgery, where I started to do 1 milligram of thymosin beta. I'm sorry, of BPC 157 twice a day, once in the morning, once before bed, and also 1 IU of growth hormone twice a day, along with the BPC 157, and 2 milligrams of thymosin beta 4 every third day. I upped my collagen intake. I also upped my use of GLC Actistatin to 6 capsules twice a day. The missing link for me was I was still having poor sleep. I don't know if it was because of the anesthesia, the trauma of the surgery, sleeping with this giant Budon, which I have to wipe down with Lysol every night. Not even Lysol. 7th generation all-natural alternatives to Lysol wipes. I wipe them down because I don't want to take my boot in bed with Elisa and I after I've been walking around outside. I'm using my crutches by and large, but navigating in my office, navigating the house, even walking through a grocery store, I put my crutches up and I walk on the heel of my boot. So I have to wipe
down the boot before getting in bed because I don't want to bring bugs and crap in bed with me. I don't know if I don't have any pain in the foot at all, which I apparently is remarkable. The swelling is like 60% gone in the ankle and the foot already, which I texted a picture of my foot to Dr. Seeds. He thought it looked amazing. I also started using Redcon One's fade out again. I had used it for a while and then I stopped, but I just wasn't getting any good sleep and I felt like I needed something a little stronger than just melatonin. And quite frankly, using PH-GABA, phenibute by itself doesn't make me sleep better. Cannabis didn't make me sleep better. Even an effective CBD product like the product from H-Hemp didn't improve my sleep. And that's why I have to believe it's a result or was a result of some sort of residual trauma from the surgery or the anesthesia. And so Aaron Singerman was kind enough to send me a jar of fade out. The first night I took it, I slept so effing good. I woke up in the morning and I felt great. The truth is that Anthony Roberts is the one who convinced me to start using fade out. Like myself, Anthony has fleeting periods of poor sleep. He finds that small doses of fade out, literally, like he encapsulates it, like in 00 caps, and just takes two of them, and he says it helps him. A half a dose works good for me, as well as a full dose. And so when I combine the good sleep, oh, and I still sleep with my Earth Pulse magnet. I actually have the two magnet system, the new one. And I actually moved one of the magnets. So one of the magnets resides, say, shoulder height underneath the mattress. And the other one used to be like where my butt is for my lumbar spine is why I moved it down there. Between those two magnets, I'm kind of engulfed in this PEMF. The one that I used to have down by my butt, I moved down to my foot. And my foot stays pretty much in the same place all night long. I may turn on my side or lay on my back, but the left foot pretty much stays in that same spot. So the one magnet is literally right beneath my foot. And taking all these things into account, and the fact that I've continued to train. Remember my video the next morning post-workout, I was doing recumbent bike cardio, which that's what I've been doing for cardio. I did an hour today. Tomorrow I'll lift. Tomorrow I'm actually going to train legs. Dr. Seed says I can do leg extensions and leg curls. I just can't put any weight on the bottom of the foot. So I can't do leg presses or anything that requires me to stand at all because this boot is taller than the other foot and it's just unstable. And plus I'm not allowed to put any direct weight on the foot itself. But I can do leg extensions and leg curls, which is exciting to me. Tomorrow I'm just going to go do set after set after set after set of leg extensions and leg curls. This is wonderful. So I've kept training the entire time. I mean, I trained the day before surgery. Remember, I took my X3 bar to the hotel with me, and I trained with it the morning of my surgery. Right, I did cardio the morning of my surgery, and I also did basically deadlifts, chest press, and what else did I do? Did I do? I did chest press. Did I do curls? I can't remember now. But anyway, I trained the morning of my surgery. By the way, the X3 bar is an amazing product. It really is the most advanced band system because it comes with a platform you can stand on and do things like shoulder presses, curls, deadlifts. Oh, a bent over rows I was doing the morning before my surgery. You can actually save $50 by using a code that was developed for our audience, Superhuman50. If you go to x3bar.com, we actually put banner ads up for them on the website to help drive some business to them. But the fact is that I have not stopped training. I trained the morning of my surgery. I've trained the next morning. I did cardio. I came home, got right back into the gym and started training. I trained chest one day, did cardio the next day. Back yesterday, cardio today. Tomorrow I'm going to do legs, leg extensions and leg curls. The next day I'll do cardio. So I have continued to train right through my surgery. I absolutely believe that the peptides, the supplementation, the improved sleep, and the fact that I'm training is contributing to my overall recovery. There's no doubt in my mind. This is the mistake people make, right? They go in for surgery and they stop doing what they did before. They just sit around. When you sit around, your body has no urgency to fix itself. The fact that I am training every day is sending signals to my body that say, get moving, man. We got to fix this stuff. This guy isn't sitting around. Rob Wolf came on my show years ago and talked about laying in bed, especially like post-illness. Laying in bed flips genetic switches that keep you sick and keep you from healing. So just getting people to stand up has an amazing effect on their recovery from injury than just be laying down. And it makes perfect sense from an evolutionary perspective. If you're too weak to get up, the body figures it's game over. It doesn't heal you faster. So the fact that I get up and I train, I stay active, I work. You know, Elisa said to me yesterday, we were getting ready to go downstairs. There's a couple shows that we watch. We don't watch very much TV at all, quite frankly. I bet you we watch a total of maybe 5 hours of TV a week. It's always documentaries or movies that have a historic value. I don't watch Breaking Bad or King of Thrones or whatever that is, you know, whatever that show is. I don't watch those kind of shows. I like to watch things that have a historic value that I feel like I can learn something from, or documentaries that I can learn something from, because I always want to be learning. And that's my interest in TV. And we started watching a series on Netflix called Versailles. The second season was just made available. We just went through the second season in the past few weeks, 10 episodes in the past few weeks. So last night, we were getting ready to watch the last episode for the season, and it's very climactic and very exciting, and, you know, King Louis XIV and all the stuff that was going on back then. And I'm sure a lot of it is embellished and not accurate, but most of it is very, very accurate from a historical perspective. At least the events are. Maybe not how the events played out, but the events are. And so I realized that we didn't have our blue blockers. And so she was going downstairs, and I was going downstairs. Oh, let me get our glasses. And I went up the stairs and went up to the second floor, and I got our glasses from the bedroom and came back down. And she said to me, you know, I forgot you have that stupid boot on your foot. She says, you know, you get around so good that I just forgot that you just had surgery. And I said, you know, I can't stand still for life. Life has a momentum, and I got to stay with it. I can't let my foot get in the way of me working and enjoying my life. And I got to tell you, I think that mentality has played well into my recovery, because I'm not cutting myself any slack. I'm not making it any easier for myself because woe is me, I'm injured. In fact, when I left the gym yesterday, Bob Scott, who runs our gym, LAC, he and his wife Caroline, he was standing there talking to a fella. I come rolling up on my crutches. He's looking at me and going, wow, man, you're back at it already. And I was like, yeah, I was here yesterday, a day before yesterday. I was here yesterday doing cardio. And I looked at him and I said, you know, Bob, I feel too damn good to be 60 years old. I don't feel 60. I look at my father when he was 60, you know, he had a big gut, and my father was strong. But, you know, he and my mother retired, and he retired younger than 65. And so they had a lot of leisure time. They did a lot of fun things, but
he became less active. That's the bottom line. And at 60, I'm looking at being ripped to shreds for June. And I'm on track. I mean, I'm still looking great. This surgery is not going to be an excuse for me to take my shirt off and at 60 and go, here's what I look like now at 60. It's not going to be like, oh, you know, I had planned on getting in the best shape of my life for 60, but, you know, I had surgery and don't forget my foot was killing me for months before that and I couldn't do cardio. Woe is me. So I bail on my commitment. No, I am going to look great for 60. I'm going to feel, more importantly, I'm going to feel great for 60. I posted on Facebook yesterday, I feel too damn good to be this damn old. And apparently that's a Garth Brooks song. I didn't know that. My friend Chris Hill posted a link to a YouTube video where Garth Brooks sings a song with a similar lyric. But it's the truth. You know, I've given up caffeine by and large, other than some tea here and there and the occasional coffee, but not like I used to do. I'm not doing, you know, a gram of caffeine a day. I feel like my adrenals have come back to normal. I'll tell you what else I feel. I got a funny feeling that if you have allergies and you use a lot of caffeine, the caffeine is contributing to your allergies, and here's why. When you have allergies, doctors will often give you cortisone products, you know, methyl cortisone and so on, hydrocortisone, because it mimics cortisol. Well, what does caffeine do? It raises cortisol. It raises it very effectively. It raises it spontaneously, so much so that the cortisol has a role in elevating blood sugar throughout the day from the caffeine. Well, think about this. Your body doesn't have an unlimited amount of cortisol. If you're using pre-workouts to train and then drinking coffee the rest of the day or pounding down more caffeine and you're doing 6, 8, 1,000 milligrams of caffeine a day, you're basically doing the same thing to your adrenal glands as they do to testosterone levels in prostate cancer. They use long-acting gonadotropin-releasing hormones to create the androgen deprivation therapy. What they do is they put the foot on they put their foot on the pituitary's gas pedal so hard that it can't even produce gonadotropin-releasing hormone anymore, and the testes stop producing testosterone. So by using large amounts of caffeine day in and day out, you're basically doing adrenal deprivation therapy. And if you have allergies, they get worse. My allergies are not nearly as bad as they were. They're still crappy, but I see that they're actually getting better. And I have to believe it's because I've abandoned caffeine by and large. And my adrenals are going, you know, we can keep up with this now. We can start producing cortisol when we're supposed to. And we can produce it long enough, and we can keep the allergies at bay. I also think that those of us who abuse caffeine and other stimulants, we also have the same depleting effect on dopamine. I wake up now in the morning without using any caffeine, and I feel like I've used caffeine. I feel exhilarated. I feel excited. I have some amazing thoughts when I'm driving to the gym. I'm texting people. I'm like, oh my God, like I don't need caffeine if I feel this way. I got a feeling that my adrenal levels are also coming back to pre-caffeine abuse levels. I mean, epinephrine, obviously, and norepinephrine, which are adrenal hormones, but dopamine is coming back to normal levels. So I have that good dopamine feeling without using caffeine. I really think that all of these things and a good night's sleep, obviously, it restores dopamine in the morning. I think all of these things are contributing to what I predict, and I'm going to have Dr. William Seeds on my show because I want him to tell the story about how hard my bones are, that I burnt out saw blades that the other surgeons in the ER couldn't believe. I mean, in the OR couldn't believe how hard my bones were.
I want him to tell that story because I tried to video it and I botched it. But I also think that he's going to say, dude, you came back from the surgery faster, better, stronger than anybody I've ever seen. And it's no accident. It's because of the things that we talk about and we do and we promote in this show. So I feel great. I predict my foot will, I'll be walking on it and rehabbing it faster than any patient he's ever dealt with. And it's no accident. I just want to keep you guys up to date. I feel great. I really do. Those of you who have been asking, how am I doing? I can't believe how good I'm doing. I can't believe how good I feel. And I have such a great sense of joy and a positive outlook about the future that I didn't have a few months ago. So there you have it. Tomorrow's Friday. We don't have a show tomorrow. We will be booking shows on Fridays, I can promise you. I don't think Casual Friday will ever be able to come back because Elise is working a full-time job now. Who knows? Maybe I'll bring Casual Friday back and we'll test out some co-hosts. You have any ideas? Email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Would you make a good co-host? Maybe we can test out Casual Friday with a few different people. That might be fun. Also, one other thing I want to make an announcement about. So we all know that Stephen Hawking passed away yesterday. Well, you're not going to believe who I heard from this morning. This was on the company voicemail. Just listen to this.
Hello, this is Stephen Hawking. I've left my body behind on Earth, and I'm living in the place where time stands still. I just wanted to tell you I love your show, Superhuman Radio. Now that time is not an issue, I can finally get caught up on all the past episodes I've been missing. Keep up the good work promoting critical thinking. It can save the world.
How do you like that? Stephen Hawking is listening to the show now that he has more time on his hands. Okay. All right. We'll talk to everybody Monday. Thank you for listening today. Obviously, there's always the podcast if you can't listen live. See you then.